talk a little bit today about strange fire and set apart fire and different types of fire. The best place to start, I think, is in Scripture. And turn with me, if you will, to Leviticus chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Moshe and Aaron went into the tent of meeting. When they came out and blessed the people, the Shekinah of Yahweh appeared to all the people. Then fire, Aish in Hebrew, came out from before Yahweh and consumed the burnt offering and the portions of fat on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. During the inauguration of the tabernacle of Yahweh, the sacrifices placed on the altar of the burnt offering were accepted by Yahweh and consumed by a fire that came from the Shekinah of Yahweh. It came out of his presence. And this was no ordinary fire. It was a sacred fire. It was a chadosh fire. It was set apart. It was from Yahweh himself. This same fire was then used to burn the incense that was taken into the tabernacle to the altar of incense. Let's look at Leviticus chapter 16, verses 12 and 13, where it says, "He shall take a fire pan full of coals of fire from upon the altar before Yahweh and two handfuls of finely ground sweet incense and bring it inside the veil. He shall put the incense on the fire before Yahweh that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the ark of the testimony. Otherwise he will die." Note that the smoke of the incense burning with the sacred fire of Yahweh preserved the life of the priest while he was in the tabernacle. This wasn't a trivial or a small matter at all. This was life dependent for the priest in the tabernacle. That's Chodesh Aish, that's set apart fire. Let's take a look at something different. Let's take a look at strange fire. It's Aish Zara. Let's look at Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2, where it says, "Now Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took their respective fire pans, and after putting fire in them, placed incense on it, and offered strange fire before Yahweh, which he had not commanded them. And the fire came out from the presence of Yahweh and consumed them, and they died before Yahweh." Nadab and Abihu disregarded the solemn and exacting instructions that they had been given and filled their censers with a fire that did not originate from the set-apart fire of the altar of burnt offering. They entered the tabernacle with a profane fire that afforded them no protection, and they instantly perished. This was such a serious circumstances that they were not even to be mourned. Let's read on in Leviticus 10, verses 3 through 7. "Then Moshe said to Aaron, 'It is what Yahweh spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I will be treated as set apart, and before all the people I will be honored. So Aaron therefore kept silent. Moshe called also to Mishael and Elizaphan, the sons of Aaron's uncle Uziel, and said to them, "Come forward, carry your relatives away from the front of the sanctuary to the outside of the camp." So they came forward and carried them, still in their tunics, to the outside of the camp, as Moshe had said. Then Moshe said to Aaron and to his sons Eleazar and Ithamar, "I do not uncover your heads nor tear your clothes." That would be a sign of mourning. "So that you will not die, and that he will not become wrathful against all the congregation. But your kinsmen, the whole house of Israel, shall bewail the burning which Yahweh has brought about. You shall not even go out from the doorway of the tent of meeting, or you will die, for Yahweh's anointing oil is upon you." So they did according to the word of Moshe. Pretty serious offense. Scripture now in Leviticus 10, starting with verse 8, apparently reveals the reason for Nadab and Abihu's transgression, where it says, "Yahweh then spoke to Aaron, saying, 'Do not drink wine or strong drink, neither you nor your sons with you, when you come into the tent of meeting, so that you will not die. It is a perpetual statute throughout your generations, and so as to make a distinction between the set apart and the profane, and between the clean and the unclean, and so to teach the sons of Israel all the statutes which Yahweh has spoken to them through Moshe.'" Apparently, Aaron's sons had been drunk, or at least to the point that their reasoning was impaired, and they could see no reason to bother with getting coals from the sacred fire of the altar of burnt offering. They did not discern the difference between things that were set apart and things that were not, between clean and unclean. Apparently, common fire looked no different to them, and it surely burned the incense in their censer just as well. Who cares? They probably thought it in their drunken stupor that it will not matter to Elohim which fire they use. They probably thought it was okay with him. He can't be that particular, can he? Well, he knows our heart anyway. He knows that we mean to lift him up, so they offered common fire to Yahweh instead of what was set apart. Their lives were forfeit for their drunken disobedience. We are given good instructions about how we are to live and treat each other and interact with our Elohim. We are told that failure to act accordingly will result in consequences for our actions. Somehow, we seem to fail to see the wisdom in what we're taught. As we look forward to the second coming, to the end of the world as we know it, Scripture tells us that most of churchianity is spiritually in a drunken stupor, drinking the wine of a man-made religious system that is no way related to the instructions of Yahweh through Moshe. They are unable to see the difference between the set apart things and those that are not, the sacred and the common, as a result of the damaged condition that we're in, the result of living a sinful life. We find ourselves offering strange fire before Yahweh, much like Nadab and Abihu. We really don't know any better. We have lost sight of who Yahweh is and how we are supposed to live our lives in order to be acceptable friends and neighbors. We just don't know our Elohim anymore. In Revelation 17, the apostate church is described symbolically as a drunken whore with a golden cup in her hand, full of her corrupted doctrines, which she made the nations of the earth to drink, according to Revelation 14:8. Well, what was the result of the drunken state of Aaron's sons? They saw no difference between a Hadosh Elohim and a common or profane. As a result, they offered Yahweh common instead of set apart. Just as one of many examples of how we've lost our way, let's visit the creation account of Genesis. The universe was completed in 6 days, but the week was extended one more day by Yahweh. Let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts. By the seventh day, Elohim completed his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which Elohim had created and made. This special blessing that was on the seventh day, that was from the time of creation, is also found in the fourth commandment. Let's just take a peek at Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. It says, "Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it set apart. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of Yahweh your Elohim. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male or your female servant, or your cattle, or your sojourner who stays with you. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and made it set apart." Chadosh. Not common. It's special. The first 6 days of the week, we're told, are common. They're to be used for labor, earning a living, normal everyday purposes. In this way, the first 6 days are all the same. One is no different from the other. However, the seventh day, the Sabbath, the Shabbat, is unique. It's designated by Yahweh to be sacred, set apart, a day of rest, not a day for common labor as on the other 6 days. Why? The commandment tells us, because our Creator rested from his labor on the seventh day of the week, as our Creator, he sets the example for us And obedience to that commandment regarding the Sabbath day has a hadosh significance, a set-apart significance. It's special. Let's look at what it has to say in Exodus chapter 31, verses 12 through 17. Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, "But as for you, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, 'You shall surely observe my Sabbaths. For this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies you. Therefore, you are to observe the Sabbath, for it is set apart to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death. For whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from his people. For 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, set apart to Yahweh. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. So the sons of Israel shall observe the Sabbath, to celebrate the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the sons of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth. But on the seventh day, he ceased from labor and was refreshed.'" Keeping that thought in mind, let's turn real quickly to Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 and 14, where it says, "If because of the Sabbath you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure on my set-apart day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the set-apart day of Yahweh honorable, and honor it, desisting from your own ways, from seeking your own pleasure, and speaking your own words, then you will take delight in Yahweh. And I will make you ride on the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Yaakov, your father. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken." And Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12. "Also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies them." And Ezekiel 20, verse 20. Which says, "Sanctify my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim." The Sabbath that we observe on Saturday in the common calendar is no ordinary day. It is a set-apart day that's sacred to Yahweh. And keeping his commands is the special sign, a seal, that we are his people and he is our Elohim. There is a parallel between the set-apart fire of the tabernacle and the set-apart seventh day of Yahweh. The set-apart fire was designated for use before Yahweh in the tabernacle. Common fire was not to be used for set-apart purposes. It's very important to note that the Ten Commandments were kept in the Ark of the Covenant, not in the outer chamber, the outer chamber of the tabernacle was where Nadab and Abihu died. That was the Chadosh place. The Ten Commandments are kept in the inner chamber, in the most Kadosh place. They are Yahweh's standard for judgment. Yahweh is not mocked. The common and the profane is not an acceptable substitute for the sacred. Ezekiel 22, verse 8, says, "You have despised my chadosh things and profaned my Sabbaths." Going down in Ezekiel 22 to 26, it's written, "Her priests have done violence to my law and have profaned my kadosh things. They have made no distinction between the kadosh and the profane, and they have not taught the difference between the unclean and the clean. They hide their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them." A Chadosh Elohim says that the seventh day Sabbath is his Chadosh day. He commands us to remember it, to keep it set apart. The apostate church, in a spiritual drunken stupor, says no. We will keep the first day of the week to honor our Elohim. We will practice Christmas and Easter and other annual festivals to honor our Elohim. We will make the seventh day a common day for ourselves. We will do as we please on the commanded feast days of Yahweh. We will do our own pleasure on those days that Yahweh has set apart for us, that he set apart for us to signify a covenant with him. In effect, they think they can enter the most holy place, the most Chadosh place, that set apart place of Yahweh, and alter his Torah and replace the instructions with whatever pleases them. Is Yahweh honored by the common and the profane? When he asks for the set apart, we've heard all the arguments and all the excuses. Oh, it's okay as long as we keep one day a week for him. I know Christmas wasn't the day of his birth, but at least we're honoring him somehow. He knows our heart, that we love him and keep him in our thoughts. Yahshua said in Matthew 14:15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." We have been given the written Torah and the living Torah in Yahshua so that we can know just what the instructions are and how to carry them out. The man who chooses to do things according to his own understanding is committing the same transgression of Nadab and Abihu. He is offering strange fire before Yahweh. Hallelujah.